So when you called on the checker, the senior checker at the A block to come and do the distribution, before even the senior checker got there, he had taken one out of the three of us who were assigned to the admission cell at that time. And seriously, in there, they even sell beds. If you come fresh and they realize, they look at your dressing and stuff and see they have money, then they begin to, oh, we can get you bed, blah, blah, because cells are supposed to contain about 40 people. Now, as at that time, was containing about 135, 36, 37 inmates. So you could see how choked the cells were. So he picked the one guy out. He felt he had money, and he took him to where his bed was, because it's a three-decker bed. And then he told him, if he wants to find it a bit comfortable, you have to pay 800 Ghana cedi to get a bed and sleep on. It means someone who has bed, he's going to discuss with that person will forfeit his bed and give it to you, and then when the money comes, you share it with that person. He ended up, the other guy that they chose out ended up paying almost 1,001 for even that bed, a bed that he couldn't even sustain for even 3 months. After, before even that 3 months, they are even taking a bed from you because he does not deserve to take a bed. You have need to stay in there for some time before you get a bed. So they took him out and they took the rest of the two of us into cell five. That was the checker cell. And the checker himself said he wanted to adopt us and be our tourist father. That place they call you tourist, and then the person who look after you is a tour father, your tourist father. So that's how come I was taken to cell five. And surprisingly, this will come as a shock for you. The national leader is a gay. The checker who came for us is also a gay. So let's say basically, I got into the hands of someone who was a gay. But surprisingly, all throughout the time he was there until they took him to Ankafu, he never ever proposed to me. But the fact of the matter is that he was a gay. He was a big time gay. He had his own wife in there. His own wife in there when during the night he could stay there, talk, talk, talk. And when everybody's asleep in the cells, you fuck this guy's anus like something. That was when I realized gays can be jealous than even women being jealous of their husbands. It's so serious. They can even pull knives when it comes to seriousness. So he was a gay. That was a fact.